You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. A gap in Waterloo Region's transit system, in which late-night GO Bus users found themselves in what one delegate at a recent regional council meeting called a transit desert, has been given a quick fix. A motion was passed at the meeting on Wednesday, April 25th, to restore Route 91, the late-night bus service between the University of Waterloo, Laurier, and Uptown Waterloo, for 3 nights a week. This decision came after presentations from 16 delegates drove home the necessity of late-night transit for various reasons, including environmental concerns, safety issues, and affordability. Two of the delegates noted the importance of late-night transit for GO Bus riders. David Teresi, a fourth-year engineering student at UW, pointed out the predicament faced by GO Bus passengers arriving into the station after 12:17 a.m., with no viable public transit options available to reach their destinations within the city.
I guess to demonstrate this further, the University of Waterloo bus terminal is an important hub, not just for students, but also for people who use transit to go between cities. In fact, after this last bus leaves, there are 4 GO buses that arrive at University of Waterloo Terminal and drop people off. That's every day, including weekends. But this kind of trip where you go to Toronto or the GTA via GO Transit and stay out like watching a concert or a Leafs game or visiting friends and family and getting back on a late night GO bus, that's something that GO has enabled, and that is it's great that's available. But that's only available for the small number of people who live near a GO bus station, because when they get off the GO bus, they have no GRT connection to get the rest of the way home. So I really feel like even though our transit system shuts down at midnight, our city and our region does not shut down at midnight. And I think the transit system really needs to reflect that.
Another delegate, Natalie Van Holtren, also shed light on the challenges encountered by individuals arriving after the GRT service hours, describing the situation as a transit desert with limited options for getting home apart from expensive taxis or long walks.
You can take the rail or you can take the bus here, like was previously mentioned, late at night. But when you get here, you arrive in a transit desert. There's no option to get home other than walking halfway across the city or taking a very expensive Uber or taxi. A late night stroll is very dangerous, obviously, especially if it's going to be 40 plus minutes from the Kitchener GO station or elsewhere. And the cost of private transportation is just not an option for people, especially while we're living in a cost of living crisis. The proposed night transit routes would be a lifeline for transit users in the region, as it does service some of our busiest areas.
Regional councillor and mayor of Waterloo, Dorothy McCabe, expressed surprise at the news of GO buses arriving after midnight without connecting GRT services.
I missed you when you said how many GO buses are come in every evening at midnight or after midnight, because I think that's a really interesting and important point to this. That personally, I didn't realize that the GO buses came in that late at night and then drop off where there's no GRT service or ION service. So how many buses was it?
Yeah, there are 4 buses. 2 of them are Route 30 buses, which come from Bramalee Station, which connects to a GO train that goes from Toronto Union Station. The other 2 are Route 25 buses that come from Square One in Mississauga. And I think the last one that arrives at around 1:45 in the morning.
According to The Cord, the Laurier School newspaper, Route 91 was canceled in 2019 due to low ridership. Grand River Transit will reintroduce Route 91 September 2nd, and the bus will run 12:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. Thursday to Saturday. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.